Welcome to the Become a Writer Today podcast with Brian Collins. Here you'll find practical advice and interviews for all kinds of writers.
Hello there, this is Brian Collins from Become a Writer Today. And in this podcast episode, I want to tell you about one of my creative heroes. And he was a writer of sorts. He was a scientific writer, and he was also one of the greatest scientific minds of all time. And this was also a person who knew a thing or two about becoming productive. I am, of course, talking about Albert Einstein. And in this podcast episode, I want to give you four timeless productivity lessons that you can use for your work. Now, Albert Einstein knew how to work hard, but he also knew when to take time off. He once said, "I have no special talents. I am only passionately curious." In fact, his curiosity drove him as a child, adult, and even as an older man to pursue scientific ideas and projects that are still applicable today, such as his famous theory of relativity. His life and approach to work, as detailed by Walter Isaacson in A Biography of Einstein, offers many lessons if you want to become more productive or if you want to become the type of writer who can find time to finish their creative projects while balancing other demands like a job and so on. So the first lesson is to work like a boss. Albert Einstein said, "Keep in mind that beside the 8 hours of the day, each day also has 8 hours for fooling around, and then there's also Sunday." Albert Einstein worked 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, for years. He demonstrated a tremendous ability to focus on the work for extended periods and apply himself to big thinking. Before he became a famous professor, he held a job in a Swiss patent office in Bern. He typically wrapped up his job in just 4 hours and then began working on his scientific papers. Now today, a typical working day lasts about 8 hours for 5 days a week, and most people can take the weekends off. So by all means, fool around like Einstein after you've extracted maximum value from your working day. You might have other commitments like family, friends, and hobbies and work, but perhaps there's something you can stop doing or something you can do less of if you want to focus on your creative projects. If it helps, consider tracking how you spend each working day for a week using a spreadsheet and also tracking your word count and so on, because this type of self-tracking helps you see where your time actually goes. The next lesson is to roast yourself like a crocodile. Albert Einstein said, "No telephones, no responsibilities, absolute tranquility. I am lying on the shore like a crocodile, allowing myself to be roasted by the sun. Never see a newspaper and do not give a hoot about the so-called world." I like the idea of this learned and famous professor switching off from the world and people's expectations on his holidays. He knew how to work hard, but he also knew how and when to take time off and recharge. And tellingly, he avoided news and current affairs when he was doing just that. You see, it's not much of a holiday if you spend the afternoons in the sun, you know, worrying about work or reading the news or checking your updates on social media or pruning your inbox and so on. Instead, what you should do is close off and put aside as many activities as possible before your break or before you go on holidays. And then while there, try to avoid news and current affairs and all that's wrong with the world. Just don't forget the sunscreen. The next lesson is to avoid waiting for inspiration to strike. Albert Einstein said, "A new idea comes suddenly and in a rather intuitive way, but intuition is nothing but the outcome of earlier intellectual experience." You see, Einstein was famous for engaging in thought experiments whereby he imagined himself riding along a light beam and in an elevator falling from space. In other words, Einstein didn't wait for his theory of relativity to drop on him like manna from heaven. Instead, because he cultivated a habit of doing the work consistently, he was able to recognize the value of new ideas when they emerged from the back of his mind. So consider the writer who has a great story while in the shower, or even the executive who realizes how to act on a customer complaint while gardening. Because he or she has done the work, they're able to open up their subconscious to what's possible. The next strategy is to seek out adversity. Einstein said, "To dwell on things that depress or anger us does not help us in overcoming them. One must knock them down alone." You see, Einstein demonstrated an aptitude for stoicism. Rather than dwelling on setbacks in his life like a difficult marriage and a career that took years to ignite, he used these obstacles as motivation to pursue his scientific ideas and to write his scientific papers on the side. So for example, as a young man, he couldn't get a job at a university to support his family and pursue his scientific ideas. So he took a role in a Swiss patent office, and there he worked on his scientific papers at the end or at the start of the working day. This kind of conformity, the 9-to-5 or the 9-to-6, gave Einstein motivation to work harder on his scientific papers during his free time at the weekends too. My other takeaway for you is that Einstein failed as well. He wasn't perfect. He had a difficult marriage and a poor relationship with one of his children. And he also spent much of his later life researching scientific theories that didn't pan out. These failures make him human. And I wonder what Einstein would think if he knew he's as famous today for pithy sayings, advice, and even a picture with his tongue stuck out as he is for his theory of relativity. Still, when you dig a bit deeper into Einstein's working life, you can extract lessons that would help you accomplish more with your creative projects and with your writing faster. And you don't have to be a genius to do it. So I hope you've enjoyed this short podcast episode about the life of Albert Einstein. If you're interested in learning more about him, the author Walter Isaacson has written a fascinating biography of Albert Einstein, which I had the pleasure of reading a year or two ago, and which I'd really recommend. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did, please leave a rating on the iTunes store. And if you want to accomplish more with your writing, please visit becomeawritertoday.com/join and I'll send you a free email course. Thanks for listening.